Blog Talk Radio.
A man decides after seven years. That's why he goes there for to unlock the door. Well, those around him criticize and flee.
I want to welcome everybody to Vibe Time with Jerry. My song is so short. I'm used to it being longer, and it's not. It's shortened up, so I have to quickly unmute myself. So if you're on Facebook Live, welcome to that. I have the Connor sisters on hold. They're so sweet to come on. And I just have a couple of announcements to make before I take them off the mute. Everything paranormal that y'all can think of, paranormal events, the Cabin on 360, they are still hosting mini tours at the Cabin on 360. So if you have not been on the mini tour at the Cabin on 360, and they may even be sold out by now, you need to go check out their page, Cabin on 360, and check them out and see which tour you want to do. Also, John Stevens, he has his page, Virginia Paranormal Events. Hello, John. How are you? Hi, Kimberly. Please go like his page for all the events that are going on. Everything that you can think of is on that page. Crop is going to be having a Pamplin Park investigation. That is going to be on November. I think tickets are sold out at this point. I'm not sure. You have to go check that event out. I can't be out there this Friday. I'm going to a private location for an investigation. So check that out. And I think they're also going to be doing their toy drive December 8th. So just go check out Croc's page. And like I said, John Stevens, Virginia Paranormal Events page. So I'm going to take the Connor sisters off of mute because they've been nice enough to be on hold. So hold on, y'all. Let's get the Connor sisters on. Hello?
Hey!
How are y'all doing? I didn't even do a formal introduction of the Connor sisters. I'm so sorry. I'm so excited that y'all came on board that I'm just like, oh my God, I'm just gonna take y'all off of mute.
No, you're good. But I love the fact that I don't know if anybody else heard that or it was just us, but there's a man that's like, you're now muted, and then it'll be
that's
like,
us.
Oh, muted. Oh.
That's us. Well,
hold on, y'all. I wanted to tell you about that man. I was like, where'd you get that man from?
He's not going to do it.
Jerry just hires him just to do that.
That is so funny. I have been muted on shows, and it's hilarious. It is hilarious to me when they come on and say certain things like that. Particularly the man.
Yeah. Man.
So y'all,
thank you for having us.
No, I appreciate y'all coming on. I have been excited about this, and here I got your bio sitting, and I didn't even. All right, y'all, they've been in this paranormal stuff since 2010.
Oh gosh,
there's my bio because y'all have a lot, and I met y'all at the Cabin on 360, and that was so much fun. I felt like I had an instant connection there.
Yes, you did. Your energy is cool as shit. Like, okay. So this is what I thought when I met you, like me and Ashley thought, and Holly and all of us were there running around, but I thought, damn, this chick is so cool. And I wish I had connected with you on social media before, because I was like, I mean, we were friends and stuff, but I didn't get to link up with that, like, just cool energy and vibe you have around you. I was like, this is a kindred spirit.
Get it, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Spiritual Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Whoa. That's such Let me tell y'all something. With, with my look, with my potty mouth that I had about 45 minutes ago, you wouldn't have thought I was a kid spirit then, trust me, because I was busting butts in my house. I was so pissed off.
It's all right. All right. Listen, man, I cuss all the time. I'm angry. Well, I don't know about anger. I'm trying to live a good life now of just rubbing on rocks and watching TV.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I tried to rub on a rock, but my socks even say fuck off. I mean, Kimberly got me those. Even my own pair of socks. See, you know, it fits my personality. So, but you wouldn't have thought I was that kindred here a little while ago because I was hot to trot. I bought this brand new light bulb. You know, those light, I don't know if y'all know, but they got them on online, and they light up, and they have about 4 or 5 different colors to them.
Yeah.
It's a remote control light bulb, okay? Well, I've had that light bulb for less than a week, y'all. I went to go, I couldn't figure out why my lamp was on, and my son said, oh, Mom, I had to manually turn it on. I said, what the hell do you mean you had to manually turn it on? There's a remote control. Oh, we lost that. Okay. As soon as they said the word lost, like okay, I went off. My one son went to the opposite way. My husband walked outside, and my other son put his earbuds off because I was so mad. I was mad.
Losing a remote will ruin your day.
Good
Lord. I'm glad that now Dish Network has that like little beeper on it, like Dish Network, and God, that's saved us many times.
Yeah.
It's like that beeping. I don't know, sometimes it's like I'm having a stroke if it's beeping no reason, but still.
Yeah. Yeah, I was hot. So I went downstairs, locked myself in the basement, downstairs, and made my I was so mad. I said, let me just make my custom blend foundation. So I was down there making my foundation because I was just so mad.
There you go. Work it out, man. That's what I think.
I sure did. When I came upstairs, that remote control was sitting on that table because they sure did tear the house apart to find it. I was mad.
There you go. At least you got it, though.
Exactly. I was so mad.
There.
Yeah, I'm fine. And then
tore up.
Yeah, it's like, I don't understand people. Why do you have to take stuff off the table? Just keep it on the table where it's supposed to be and not in between the couch cushions because that's where it was.
What you're going to have to do is get some Velcro on that sumbitch and put it on the coffee table like they do in hotels or whatever so that the remote can't come off. You just got to hit it on the table.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Super glue that bitch something because I sure did go slap the hell off on that one. I was okay until they said, we lost it. And as soon as I heard that word, it's like the devil came out and I'm like, wait, what? You lost what?
I think
oh my
God!
So
the light bulbs that like change colors and stuff. Those things are awesome.
Yeah, I love them things. Yeah, I feel like I'm in a disco. I got one in my ski shed. I got one downstairs. I got one upstairs. I mean, I love these little things. They're fun. They like brighten up your day.
They are.
Yeah, so when you lose
my
shit, I'm going to get mad. Yeah, I love these things.
Does it have the cycle through that you could go through the different colors?
Yes, I've got that on now.
I love that. It's like a little party and stuff. I don't know. It's amazing. We got ours at like 5 Below.
Did you really?
Yeah,
no.
5 Below's got the shit. They even got spiritual shit there, man.
It is 45 minutes for me, almost an hour to get to a 5 and Below. Y'all do know I'm out in the country.
We're like out in the country too, but we're like, I don't know if you can like, it's weird. Like we're not in the country like that you would think we are. We're in between like Christiansburg, well, Virginia Tech, and Roanoke, which is like instead of being Salem City, we're out in the country part. We are so backwoods out here. Like we have satellite internet. Like, and but it's so, like, we could drive 30 minutes to, well, 35, 40 minutes to get to Roanoke. So it's really weird out here. It's like we're close to the city, but yet we're out in the country. We live on a farm and have the shittiest internet in the world. I don't know. We're in a little black hole.
Yeah, no, I ain't that much in the country. At least we got 456 people in our town.
There you go.
Everybody knows everybody. You can't shit wrong. People will know.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Let me tell you, I feel like I need to duck down while I'm talking. Our neighbors will peek in the fucking windows and stuff. And I'm like, they're a field across, right? And our dad does the hay in that field. And I'm like, God, Daddy, just get one cut and let that shit grow so tall they can't look at our house.
I don't have it to that extreme. Good gracious. The most I've had to worry about is leaving a cow out in the road.
Oh, yeah, we got, yeah, cow, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to go to work. That's the highlight of my day. I have to go to work, and there's a cow on the road. And I'm like, really?
We've been chased by bulls before. I was going to school one time, and there was a bull in the middle of the road, and he charged my car, and I had to put it in reverse. I mean, that's some weird shit, you know? Yeah, man.
That is definitely some weird shit. So, based on your bio, because I'm going to go off of that, y'all have been doing the paranormal scene since 2010?
No, that's 2010, or is that when we started ours? And that's the roundabout when we started ours, but we were in it before. Yeah, we were in another group, and we've been around for a while. Yeah. We were actually the only group in Virginia, and it was Virginia Paranormal.
No, it wasn't the only group. It was only TAPS Associated.
Yeah, TAPS Associated. Yeah. Sorry. It's been a while, okay? Don't tell a lot of people. It's going to get our age out. But we had a tryout. We had a study. We had to do evidence review. Like, back in the day, it was very, very controlled and scientific. And I would do blueprints of houses and everything like that. So we came a little bit of way. Now I don't do no damn blueprints. I was just like, God damn, man. Yeah. But we came from back then, and the only thing that was on TVs was the TV, Ghost Hunters, and it was Fear. Fear is what got me and Misty going, and we were like, we would watch that all the time. It came on in the TV or whatever, and yes, we did. You did. You watched it with me.
She always remembers this, and she says we did it together, but she did it by herself, okay?
She did it by herself. I probably did, but occasionally you would sit in the living room, okay?
Yeah.
And it was crazy because I used to watch that, and I thought, man, this is so cool. They're running around these things, and they'd have the cameras. You know, it was the Blair Witch angle, and it was the snot and everything. And I remembered it was such a big deal because I watched the episodes, and I was like, man, this is awesome. And years later, after we were more established, we got to go to the West Virginia State Pen, and one of their stories was that Fear came through there and spray painted stuff on their walls, and they were so mad about it. And I was like, man, that's awesome, because I saw that episode. But
yeah.
Spray paint everything. No, that is cool. I do remember some of that. Like that's how young, like, it was a long, long time ago, but we didn't join a group until 2009. I think it was roughly that, but, you know, it was when ghost hunters, I mean, people forget where this came from, like the paranormal, really, because back in the day, when ghost hunters came on, they would have parties. Like every week, friends would go to each other's houses and they would just like watch the show. And it was like watching a game, like, you know, like the Super Bowl or something. It was like every week these people would do it. And then a lot of them formed groups from this. I'm talking like an old, can I cuss on the show? By the way,
sure.
Probably too late now.
I know. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh Lord, I feel like I'm like breaking the rules. I'll just keep it in my mouth for right now. Anyway,
girl, it's not.
But it was like, I feel like I'm old talking. And, like, when I go around a lot of people, and it's kind of cool to see newer people come into the field and their excitement, because not that we don't have excitement about it, but the field has came a long, long, long way.
Even so, like, when I go to work now, I still have that seasoned ghost hunter feel, because back in the day when you talked about this, you were going to get that you're going to hell, that you were the biggest piece of shit ever to try to talk to spirits. That was a big deal back then, and you had to keep that shit secret. Like, it was like, you know, now everybody's like, hey, you want to go to ghost hunt? And that's, like, a normal thing. But I still hunker down when I'm in a professional job or, like, my muggle job, and they'll be like, so you do ghost hunting? And I'm like, and I have, like, that internal panic, because back then no one did this. It was, like, only a few groups. Like I said, we had to study, had to prove ourselves. Like, it was, like, it was more hardcore. Now it's great because everyone's welcome that thing. But that's good and bad, because you got the nuts that come in, too. So it's, you know, it's different
now. Sometimes I think it does. I think sometimes it still needs to be hardcore, because you got so many people out there that are not authentic. I'm not trying to be mean when I say that. There was a group that I got involved with, and they wanted to make sure I was authentic, and I had to go through classes. I had to go through. I had to go to different houses, and I had to read those houses. They wanted to make sure that I was not bullshitting them, and they found that I was not. And, you know, when I can get on with them with some of their classes and stuff that they still have, I still go online with them. I'm still a part of their group, but he is very he's very organized and very, you know, hardcore. He doesn't want a bullshitter in his group.
Right.
And I hope I don't step on toes when I say that.
Oh, God, no.
You know.
I got to tell you something. I appreciate hearing that. I think there's a big line. Like, we talk a lot. Like, you probably saw a lot of us. Like, me and Ashley have been around for a minute, and we've been associated in different things and this and that and the other. But, the one thing that I like is, God, I'm going to sound so smart when I say this, guys, so don't take me as a smart person. I like the consistency of a structure, which means that I like
to fuck it all up.
I like, if I'm going in on a paranormal investigation, I want the consistency of that structure. I want a plan. I want how we're going to do this. Also, if you're doing, like, home cases, I think that there should be etiquette on home cases, such as you do not talk about shit you're getting in front of that client. Because you could just be talking about it, and somebody else can discredit it, and y'all can just be like, you know, how you talk in a group. Like, you can say, well, I got this here, and then somebody else can come in with the part of, oh, well, I debunked that, da da da. That's how we talk as in a group. But I found that the most toxic shit is for those groups to be talking in front of the client who is already fucking scared shitless. They're not going to remember the part about it being debunked. They're going to remember the part about there's Aunt Hilda over there in the corner they believe staring at them. So I think that I enjoy that part of it. I do enjoy the structure of it. Now, if you meet me and Ashley in person, there's no fucking structure to us. And guess what? We don't do home cases. So, boom.
See, I do home cases. Yeah, I do home cases, but they're, I've kind of used the structure that Frank Lazar uses with his. He has a certain format, a certain form. You don't just go and do a home study. You don't just go and do something like that. It's very structured. But then again, I do a lot of things by myself, because I'm used to, before I just started getting into the paranormal stuff last November.
Right.
I've always done just stuff on my own. I've always went to houses, you know, investigated houses or cleared houses, did readings and stuff like that by myself, you know. So I'm still trying to get used to groups of people and how do I put it, like people trying to debunk something that I've put out or said. And then I just want to go and smack them upside their head.
Right.
You know, I have no, I have no scientific explanation for what I have. So when somebody tries to make me explain it to them scientifically, as far as the psychic part, I have no explanation for it. So then I get impatient. I don't feel like explaining it to people.
Right. I completely see. That's the cool thing is when you have come into this, I think, just on the psychic side, right? And now you're going into the paranormal. We started off very, if you had met us, oh my God, like 10 years ago or something, we would have been very, we would have been skeptic of psychics. I know it's surprising, right? We also would have been very skeptic of a lot of things, but we were very scientific. And then what happens, guys, is as you're so close to the fucking paranormal, it starts bleeding over, you know? And then all of a sudden, all those little things that you didn't realize that you were, you know, these inclinations that you were like, wait a minute, why am I hearing this? Or why am I hearing these things on these investigations? Nobody else is hearing, things like that. And then it just blossoms. And that's when people have their awakenings and things like that. So I think that's kind of me and Ashley's path. So we started off scientific. Now we're on the other side where you are, on the psychic side of it. And it is hard sometimes, I think, when we are like, listen, we know this is what's happening, okay? I can tell you this is what's happening, and they want that scientific answer. Sometimes we find, like, I know that, you know, me and Ashley and definitely Holly, all of us have worked together, and we'll be like, bring your little gadget, because we thought we were still in the paranormal. We ain't in no fucking paranormal. We're under the umbrella of paranormal, but I don't know anything about the new gadget.
Oh, God, I don't want to spend, like, what I would pay for a car in my neck of the woods to go out there and try to get something to light up. That's my
issue. Especially when we can read that and we can tell you already with our gift. So we welcome any group that they – look, come on, bring your gadgets. I'm going to point you in the right direction. We're going to get you some reading, and I'm going to tell you my side of it. So,
Yeah, it's really cool when you have that psychic side, and then – the gadget just kind of proves the psychic side of what you had already known anyway.
Exactly.
I mean, that was the field day I had last night. I went and did a private, place last night, and I knew the presence was there, but they were hiding from me. I'm like, come out, you little bitch. You know, it's like, I knew it was there, and I knew more than one was there. I'm going to say four plus was there. I could see them moving back and forth, and, you know, they were, like, right on me. I got so cold, and I was like, I need you to get off of me, please, at this point. And they did. I mean, they listened. I was like, thanks. But then I pulled out my gadget because I got some gadgets, and it lit up. You know, I was like, oh, thank you. You know, it just confirmed what I had been trying to say, you know, that there were definitely people, spirits where I was at. And
yeah,
so that's what I like about it, because I can prove my own damn point.
I love that. Like, that is like a touchdown for me and Ashley, and I know Holly too, but like when we're sitting there, like we recently did something with, we call them PP because I can't say their whole name. What is it? It's Melissa and our hot little spicy weenie. Oh, hell, y'all, we can't enunciate.
Melissa
but
Houghton,
yes,
and Chris.
We went up to somewhere in West Virginia, and we had this house. The thing of it is we had walked through, and we had said, okay, this, I got this, and we come back and give it to him. When he did, like, I don't know what that thing is where they put their little headphones on, and then they talk what's coming through the ghost box. It's like channeling through that. He just started, like, saying everything that we had came through and picked up on. And you can watch, they've got a live, and me and Ashley are watching it, and we're like, yeah, fuck yeah, because it's like a touchdown for us. Because we're actually, like, we know it's true. Now we're going to show y'all it's true. Like, and so when that happens, it's great. You know what I'm saying? Like that, when the scientific side and the psychic side
have relations.
They have
it comes out a beautiful baby.
Yeah.
It does. It does. It really, really does. And, you know, in the beginning I was like, nah, I don't need these gadgets because I'll just use myself. That was my attitude.
Right.
I just mm-hmm. use me as the gadget shit. But now that I got the gadgets and then, like I said, you know, going places and it just proves my point, that just makes it all better.
It does. It does.
It's like, a challenge.
It is. It's really cool. But I tend to be like, I'm talking to it like it's Lassie or something. I'm like, tell me where little Timmy is, you know, and then the gadget's like, well, I'm like, I can't do that because I'll focus just on that. And I won't talk about nothing else. I'll just keep talking. And then I'm like, what the hell am I doing? I don't even use my senses or nothing, man. I'm just like, tell me where everything's at.
Well, I guess you can look at it. It's kind of like sex. You can go in wrong. It'll have to be a good fun time. Sometimes the, you know, gadgets and stuff.
It's nice to have a partner. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, sometimes it's nice to have a partner. You can go in by yourself. You can take a whole bunch of people. Sometimes you can go in without gadgets. Gadgets make a little bit more funner for all of them.
That's true. There you go.
That's my new thing. It's like sex.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, I mean, it's just, it's really, really cool when stuff like that happens. And I was just fascinated last night. Like, I'm still in awe about last night. Like, I have to go back to that location. I'm not done with that particular location that I was at. So it was just exciting, you know, and it just confirms everything because I have a hard time explaining to people, you know, what I get. It's just hard to explain it. And some people don't believe it. Not that I could care less about, you know, the non-believer people.
Right.
I don't care. I give a rat's ass.
Right.
Sorry if you're a non-believer. Go to the Kavanaugh 360. You'll become a believer.
I think they're just, that's the thing with non-believers is I think you have a skeptic and then you have a non-believer. That skeptic, you can get them to look at your side of it occasionally. The non-believer is not going to look at any fucking side at all. And until they have some experience themselves, they're not going to even become a skeptic. They're not even going to go over a little bit. Well, I just keep it pushing. I don't have to explain. We don't have to explain ourselves, you know? So I'm just like, okay, when you have that experience, you're more than welcome to come back and talk to me, and then we can have a really good conversation about now you're fucking awakened. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Dang, I never thought about explaining it like that. I guess I'll have to use that next time I have a non-believer. Skeptic people I'm okay with, but the non-believing people I just have a hard time with. Because it's almost like they don't believe you. It's like you're wasting your energy.
That is. And it will. Like, no matter what you do, you're never going to get a non-believer to say, okay, well, maybe you're right. They're never going to say that because to them, they're non-believe. It's kind of like trying to get a Satanist to start to believe in Jesus. Maybe he's not going to convert over Christianity until he sees his own path that way. So, yeah, that's the way I look at it. I'm just like, you know what, man? You just holler at me later, you know?
Yeah, I got you on that. Because there's a lot of them here. I mean, we're in a small town, so it's taken me a lot to get to where I'm at with the people in this area, because I mean it's taboo. Everything is still a little taboo here. We're still in a Bible Belt here. You know, even now, and people will look at you sideways, and I have people that avoid me like the plague, and I'm okay with that too.
That is, you know what, I take for granted that people do look at people different. Me and Ashley have been on this side of like the psychic and the medium part or the, you know, just the gifted part. For so long, I forget what regular people think of this. So I just assume everybody's cool with everything, man.
I do too.
I do.
So just our photo shoot, right? We dress a certain way, and then, you know, sometimes I look like trash. But still, like, when I go out in public, we dress more gothically fashioned, right? And we go out more glamorous. Like, I don't know. We look like we've lived a million years, and you know. But anyways. So we were with our sweet little witch, and yesterday we were taking photos, and she was like,
I love that I look like y'all now, and I got my lipstick on, and I'm like, you look fucking normal.
Lucky enough to have this niche that we are like welcomed how we are, and it's not different. And I guess people might look at us odd when we go out of town, and I think they might. I thought it was just because we were attractive.
We'll keep thinking like
yeah.
that.
That is so funny.
Weird, we were doing a witch's photo shoot yesterday, and it was so cute. Because, like, I think of everybody just being accepting, like, I don't care what you tell me. I've heard some weird shit. So I never get surprised, really, when people tell me, like, if they have any different endeavors they want to go on. I'm like, cool, man, let's roll, whatever. You know, you ain't hurting me. I'm accepting of a lot of things. And yesterday, when we were doing our little photo shoot, these girls were amazing. They were so cute. And they're just dressed like... our little wench, and we call her our witch wench. She actually was just like, I bet y'all guys, this is just your normal stuff. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, what do y'all need? We were like, do you need crystal balls? Do you need skulls? What do you need here? And they were just like, I think they had brought their Halloween stuff. This was me and Ashley's regular shit. And we go up there, and they're just saying little stuff like, oh, my gosh, we're going to get so unfriended on Facebook and stuff like that. And I thought, holy shit. Like, this is like, I didn't think of it like that. Like, I just take for granted everybody's just, I don't know, man. I think that when you walk a different path of, like, being a witch or, you know, spiritual or you practice or something, you're just accepting of a lot of shit out there. That's all I know. Like,
I'd rather not your flavor. Right. That's the way I take it. I'm like, God damn, my motherfucker's crazy. I ain't going to go around him. That ain't my flavor. I mean, that's him. It's good. He's true to himself. But, yeah, that's how I look at it now. But I didn't realize how probably fucking odd we were.
Oh, my gosh. See, y'all are normal to me.
See, you're one of us. That's what I said. You're
it's the norm
spirit,
to me.
Honey. Of course. Like, it's weird. Like, I went to work and somebody was like, why are you painting skulls and why are you painting serial killer stuff and this and that? And I'm like, why is this motherfucker so lame? That's why I'm thinking of him. But to him, he's probably like, God, she's odd. I just think he's odd. So, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? But I've had a lot of cool shit. People tend to want to, I don't know. I think I've had a lot of cool people come to me and say, don't judge me. And then they'll tell me some stuff about themselves. And I'm like, hey man, I'm not here to judge anybody. That's the path y'all walk. I can walk right on this parallel path over here. It doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't upset me. Like when people come and say stuff like if they deal with, more elemental things, I really don't have a problem with that. As long as that's them, they're controlling it, they're cool, they got a good spirit about them, that's not my path, but, you know, I don't really, I don't hold, you know what I'm saying? Who am I to judge anybody, you know? But they always do come really humbly, and they say, please don't judge me for this. And I'm like, who am I to judge anybody in this world? You know what I'm saying? I'm just here to enjoy the ride like y'all are, man, you know?
Yeah. I get that, too. I get that, too, a lot from people when they'll – and some people are just so, you know, they're so – they're afraid to come out and say anything, you know.
Yeah.
If they got psychic stuff going on, they don't – they're afraid to say something about it, you know. So I think that's, like, in this small area, that's where I think I've helped a few people not to feel so alone, you know, because they feel – you feel alone,
you
have no support at all, you know, and so that's the advantage part of that, but people see me all the time, and they're like, oh, that's just Jerry. They'll see me in certain stuff, and they're like, oh, that's just her, you know. I don't wear my Halloween stuff for Halloween. It's all year round.
There you go. I just get excited about Halloween because I'm like, finally, I can stock up on all my shit, man. Like, you can get the best nails this time of year. You can get the best, like, home decor. You can get all the best shit, you know? So I don't think of it as, like, Samhain season. I just think of it as, I can stock up.
I've thought about this. Like, I wish they had Halloween stuff all year round, but I like that discount. Mm-hmm. When you can get that fucking eyelashes that somebody's using for, you know, a costume. I'm using them every day. I can get them for like 50 cents.
Let me tell you something.
So we need a little bit of off season.
Look, November 1st, we're going to wipe out all the makeup. That's all I got today. You got the eyelashes.
Michael stuff. You got to wait well into December to get that. Well, late November to get that good discount because, you know, they jack their prices up. So, yeah, it's like a science trying to hit the bargain bin.
Exactly.
And then if you're really lucky,
I agree. I'm right with you. Mm-hmm. I do the same thing.
Hell yeah, man. That's the way it is, man. But that's just a witch on a budget. You know what I'm saying?
that's right. You can hit all those bargains because they'll be starting to clearance some stuff right after Halloween.
Hell yeah. I know, man. I'm good with that. This Halloween season, I'm a little disappointed. I have got to spend a lot of time with my family, though, which is good. But just, you know, man, COVID sucks balls. That's all I got to say. Like, last year this time, we were, like, our Halloween season, it starts at the end of September and goes into the beginning of November. We are normally slammed. Like, we have to turn stuff away. And this season, we still have events, you know, that we are going to, but it's kind of sad. I hate what the virus has done, and I don't know how it escalated into so many other pivotal points, but this year's been a shit ball. I'm just going to say that.
Exactly. I think I downloaded a picture of a dove today that said if 2020 was a bird, it would say I would shit on everything you love.
Yes, exactly.
Which is true. Yep. It has. It has messed up a lot of different things. I just want it to freaking go away. You know, it's so irritating.
I know. Like, the cool thing is about that, and I hope that, I think everybody's just thinking that we're going to wake up January 1st, 2021, and the virus and everything is going to be gone. It's going to be erased, and I hope to God that's what happens. Because next year we got so many events because everybody pushed them from this year to next year. I'm really excited about that, but Lord, I just got my fingers crossed on that and stuff. This year has been really hard. I think on the Gypsies, emotionally, because we were at an event, and we're going back there, by the way, this coming weekend, and that is that one of our dear friends, we were in a cabin at the Cambria House. And he got sick right in front of us, and he ended up passing. And that was something that was really hard for us, too. And it's just really – when that kind of stuff happens, they recently had a memorial for him at one of the places he used to volunteer as a haunt, haunted house and stuff. Holly was able to go up there a little bit before we were because Ashley's work schedule. And it's just sad, you know, to know that you were there. And the bad part was – and we tell people that, you know, you never know. I remember all of us going away from that weekend and just being like, you know what, this drama shit, this craziness that people get into, we don't want to be a part of it because we just want to love the people that we have around us when we have them around us. But the bad thing is, and nobody knew this, is that Roland, you know, he was working on something from the Gypsies, and we had been sending him footage and stuff, and the saddest part that nobody gets to know is that gentleman was so excited to show us because he had pretty much, you know, finished up. He just had to plug a couple things in, but he wanted to show us what he was working on because we were like, you know, we're going to go down this different path and stuff. And we had just finished watching that, and we were all just so happy and so grateful. And we were like, you have done amazing. And he had put stuff in there that he didn't even know was part of our journey. And we were like, I don't know how you know this, but this is freaking awesome. And then the episode mm-hmm. happened, you know, and we just realized that this year was about a lot of love for us. We don't give a shit about no drama, no craziness.
Yeah.
We're going to love the people that are around us, and we're just going to love them really strongly because you don't know how long you have them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right about that. And I try to avoid drama like the plague. I don't want it around me. You know, and I think that's another reason why I kind of have a tendency to go off into myself. If that, I don't know if that makes sense. I just, you know, I'll isolate myself from people just because
right.
I want to stay away from all the drama stuff. Because it's not like I live close to y'all and I can hang out with y'all, damn it.
You can make a trip, goddammit. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I could. You know,
you can come here unless you rub on my rocks with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I can do that.
Sometimes she's not even fully clothed.
No, I love doing it without my pants on. I don't know. I'm going to give y'all a little secret. Anybody who buys
trip got canceled right there.
She's like, I'm not coming to see them. But I will tell y'all, for some reason, I feel more free when I don't have pants on working on necklaces. So most 99% of those necklaces I make, everybody,
they're
I'm not wearing
like,
pants.
Oh.
They're like, oh, God. I'm serious. I get in here at my table, and I get, like, inspired
spiritual.
Stuff. Spiritual.
You don't want those pants. That's restriction.
Yeah. I got to kick out my legs while I'm practicing. That's my creative process, y'all. Shit.
John Stevens says he's ready to go on a road trip.
Yeah, come on, bring it, honey. We're all ready to go on. I tell you what, this year has been so crazy that if somebody comes to me tomorrow and said, you know what, I got this crazy thing, I'd be like, don't even explain it. I'm in the car. Let's roll. I'm so ready to get out and do an adventure. I'm just ready for that part. You know, I'm ready to close the door on a lot of crazy shit and just enjoy everything, you know, all the adventures of life, you know?
I can't deal with the drama.
That's because you're an empath too, honey. You could tell anybody who's gifted and they are around a lot of that shit a lot of times, you'll notice that they'll pull back. That's your hermit tendencies coming out because you can't take but so much. Ashley, she will post a lot of shit on Facebook. She'll just share, post, keep going, but she doesn't talk a lot on there because she gets really bogged down too. That is something that a lot of people don't know. She just gets really, really bogged down by it. Me personally, mm-hmm. I just step away for a while. Y'all see me like go ghost or something like that for a minute. I have to sometimes. Instagram is a great place to go if you're hiding out because Instagram, you just look at damn pictures. It's great.
I app hop. I'll be like, oh, social for me here. And then, like, I'll go to Pinterest, and then that's when I start doing random, crazy, randomly, doesn't make sense, art. I'll be like, this looks fun. So that's how it is because I can't give a whole lot of energy to a whole lot of people. It's really hard for me, and it's not that I don't love people mm-hmm. or don't want to respond. It's just that that's a lot. I don't know. It's the weirdest thing to explain if people don't understand it.
I think Jerry understands
it. I guess I'm loved. Because y'all respond to me all the time, so I guess y'all love me.
Yes.
I am loved. Look, as I'm trying not to fall out of my own damn chair.
It's because when we talk about stuff. It's not like not that I don't support everybody's causes. I really do. Don't get me wrong. I mean, if you're fighting a good fight, I appreciate everybody's good fighting of what they believe is their cause. But there's so much fucking drama, and I think it's because people have nothing to do. They're out there, you know, they're having to stay at home more, so then they're just on social media, and they're just having so much garbage, you know, that it's just kind of sad, and you see the underbelly of a lot of people. Like, for example, mm-hmm. I mean, I see, like, our name, I will throw this out there. We've had a couple run-ins lately with a lot of people with the gypsy part of it. And, oh, Lord, I don't even know where these people come from or why, but it seems like the more views you get on something or the more following that you start having on, like, say, a certain picture or something, there's always that one person. And the weird part is me and Ashley have actually stood up and been like, hey, we are Irish travelers. That's it. It's, you know, we're gypsies. You can back off. It's all right. And they'll say, no, you can be that kind of gypsy, but you can't be this kind. And I don't know when that happened either. So we are just like, and then Holly, she embraces the free spirit of it all with her heritage and stuff. And I'm just like, where do y'all people have that?
I'm out here trying to live my life. Like I said, I'm clueless.
Isn't yeah.
I'm out here with my black outfit, looking crazy as shit. I'm out here painting skulls, putting like body parts out in my yard.
Yeah.
Trying to paint. And hell, I don't know. I think I'm just normal.
I know. They're probably
they'll come out sideways. That bitch is crazy. And I'll
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And put some voodoo dolls out there. Shit, that'll run people off. Damn.
I was painting my meat dress and I made a gut corset and I did this on purpose. Like, cause when I paint the fabric, whatever, and I sew it all together, then I have to let it dry. Cause some of it is like, you know, paint you put on the side of a house or spray paint or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I hung it on my porch to see if they would call the cops, and they hadn't.
Look at this crazy shit.
I think they just. Yeah. I think they just keep on driving by now. They're just like, don't look over there. Don't look over there.
Yeah.
One time we did some witchcraft in the front yard, and it was a salt ring burnt. We live right across from a church and right beside a graveyard. So I'm sure they just like, God damn, they're fucking crazy over there. They just don't even look anymore.
Yeah. We're like the Addams family. We're like, you know how you'll have the whole neighborhood, and then you look at the clouds and the crazy looking house. That's us.
But country, so it's a small, trashy house, not a large large, gorgeous mansion.
Yeah.
So it's a smaller country and some redneck sprinkled in there. It's a clusterfuck of all.
Like redneck lettuce. We got it sprinkled all around. And then you got my sister out here painting stuff that looks like guts.
Yeah.
I know our neighbors talk 100% y'all.
Now thinking about it. This show has been
of course they do. Of course they do. Run. That's probably like they say when they see you run the other way. I'm telling you, I've got people here that will turn the other way. They see me coming, and they will literally turn the other way and go the opposite way. I'm like, what, you scared?
I wish. I get caught at the local gas station, and I was in there for an hour one time. They were like, what were you doing? I was like, there's some lady trying to hug on me and talk to me. I don't know. They get a little weird. I'm not going to mention names in case this person is listening.
They fucking listen.
They may be. I'm not going to. Yeah, I mean, this is somebody I knew a long time. They've recently gotten to. I'm not putting my news out on Front Street because I feel bad if they are listening. But I got in there for like an hour and I couldn't get out. I'm like, Lord, I got to start being meaner or something. I don't know what that.
Well, people magnate to us. They magnate to. It's like, 1 minute you're meeting somebody, and then 2 seconds later, you know their entire life story. They feel comfortable talking.
Yes. Yep.
You know,
that's
you're like
the
a beacon
part,
for
by
them.
The way.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're like a beacon.
It is true. We, like, people who are gifted or empaths, like, I don't take on the empathic part as much as I know we're all empathic, by the way, just putting that out there, but that's not as strong in me as it is in Ashley, but they feel it. So you'll get all these broken people that'll come to you and try to talk to you because you calm them and you take that away. What people don't understand is then we have that, like, that energy on us, and we
got
to dump
it. We got that shit off your shoe.
Exactly.
We're like the back door whores or something. They'll be like, oh, God, we're in public. We can't talk to them. But then they'll sneak off when they're alone and, like, come talk to us about witchy stuff or stuff like that. Or what am I supposed to do in this in my life? And it's like, eventually, I just expect them to whip out, like, a body part and be like, what herbs can I put on this? It'll be like some crazy rash. That's what I'm hoping for, but not really. So I don't really,
I'm trying
like,
to think
disgusting people to do it.
I'm trying to think. I do get a lot of random questions about stuff like that, though, but I've never got a body part yet.
I haven't got a body part, but I did say I was going to send it because this guy said he was a doctor. He wasn't really a doctor. He had his doctorate, so he went by doctor. I was like, cool, man, so I could just send you random body parts. You could tell me what's wrong. He's like, I'm not that kind of doctor, but I'll take a look at it. I was like, right, I'm going to send you body parts. So I think I'm going to do, like, a witch doctor.
Maybe if you put
you're
going to
be a witch
doctor
now.
No, I'm not going to. But if you call yourself a witch doctor, do you get random pictures of body parts?
Oh,
and make
shit.
Stuff like that? That's my new question.
I think we
start studying.
You know what? I think we should all proclaim ourselves witch doctors on this show and see who gets the first body part.
John, don't send me no damn body parts.
Listen, I'm 100% sure there is some man that heard that conversation right there and was like, bang, I got a body part
now
that's getting sent right
now. I'm going to go
yeah.
into, like, I don't know, yep. the supernatural, like, TV show, whatever, and just yell really loud, I'm a witch doctor, and hope that Jensen Ackles sends me some sort of photo. Like, you got to have an attractive person. You'll just, if I'm around a lot of attractive men, you're just going to hear me in a high-pitched voice, I'm a witch doctor, if anybody needs help. Just hoping they'll send me photos.
I got to tell you something. It's not the good looking
one. I know it's not. That's why I'm trying.
Like, and a doctor can't turn anybody away,
judge,
ladies. That's
don't
all
judge saying. A bitch for trying. I'm just the most hideous motherfucker sending me body parts.
Oh, yeah. It'll be hairy. Whatever it is, it's going to be hairy.
And moist. Just like with grease. Yeah. That's the plan. That's COVID. You just spread COVID.
I might have.
Oh.
I didn't know where that was going to come out of.
Oh.
John Stevens wants to know when y'all plan on coming back to our area.
Oh, we're coming.
We are.
We are coming, yes. I got a whole calendar for next year. You better buckle up, baby. January 30th, we are going down towards the, I think it's the Hanover. We called it. We're going there, but we're coming back to the 360 house around, I believe, Valentine's Day. Do y'all know anything about that? Because.
No, but I'll mark it. Around Valentine's Day, I'll have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, because we have, I think it is, I don't want to speak out of turn here, but I just know I made a calendar for us, and I think it is Paranormal Kicks Cancer is maybe trying to do something up there, guys. I haven't seen anything put out, so it might just be a tentative date, but I know that in the beginning of next year, we are going to roll up there.
Lord have my life, going. I'm just trying to make it through the weekend. I know we're going to Iowa, and this is the big Halloween with the big moon and all that stuff. And then it's November, and then December, and then I'm having anxiety right now.
Well, God damn it, stop it. We're going to be buying Christmas presents for long
I'm
on your list.
I know. Lord.
Oh, my goodness. How far are y'all from the cabin?
About 3 hours, three and a half hours. Holly is a good 6-7. Yeah.
She's on the Kentucky line.
Okay. So we are, but we get there quicker. But when we come, it will be the Southern Gypsies, and we're going to be coming on in. But I do believe it's around in February. That's a tentative, like I said.
Okay.
Paranormal Kicks Cancer, we have done things with them guys before. I'm not for sure who's the members of them. I do know, what is his name, Chris?
Chris.
He's always been one of the main guys. And really, really cool guy. His lovely lady that he had with him, we really like her a lot too, but I don't know if she's still part of it. And when they come in, it's always a good cause. So I think that 360 and them will do good. Y'all guys are always out there giving to somebody. That's all I know.
Givers.
Y'all are givers.
Yeah.
You are. So I think it's going to be a really good time. So y'all got to watch out for that and stuff. But we got a whole shitload. I can tell you a lot. St. Albans, we're going to be in EnigmaCon. Y'all guys got to come out for that too. If somebody hasn't came to St. Albans, they've – that place is old as Methuselah, I think. I don't even know, man. We were there when they first, pretty much when they first opened the doors.
Actually the first paying, paranormal thing.
Yeah, we were with Amelia Island from Florida. Just
God
happened.
Damn, we've been along for a while.
I'm gonna school y'all on something that's gonna fucking blow your minds, okay? And that we look this young still, okay?
That's
Ashley's Botox, but
in other cultures, that's considered witchcraft.
But no, seriously, that door. There's a door in St. Albans, and it has all the names of the paranormal teams, and then it has grown over to the wall. It's right there in the beginning of it. Sisters of Salem, which was our paranormal group, Sisters of Salem Society of Paranormal Research, was actually the second signature on that fucking door ever. Because the first one was Mountain Ridge Paranormal Society had St. Albans, which nobody remembers, but that's when they first negotiated with it. And Sisters of Salem was the second signature on that door. That's how fucking long we've been. No
Jesus
other signature.
Christ, yeah.
I know,
wow,
man. I got gray hair.
One to put the threat
down. We mortared that place. We brick and mortared it all. Yeah.
Well, I guarantee you that I'm way older than y'all are.
I don't know about that, honey. I do surprise a couple people. I'm going to tell you why. Because as your face is fat, it will fill in those crevices, okay? What people don't understand is I'm 185 years old. No. No, I think that you're younger than me, and we could take bets on this.
I don't know about that. Y'all know I just turned 50. 50.
What?
I'm a half
really?
A century
you
year old.
Up? Are you getting better?
Yeah, I
you look
50.
Amazing. Do you get
Thanks.
Botox?
Do I do what?
Do you get Botox?
Uh-uh.
Mm-mm. Ashley does. And, well, she went for her first round. I'm going back. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah,
I'm getting
everything picked up. Everything. Yeah. It's going to be expensive, but I'm getting injections in my cheeks and my lips and a little bit more in my forehead, but it's the best fucking thing ever. The forehead, Botox, doesn't hurt that much, and
yeah.
I'm pro on Botox. Like,
I got that disappointed scowl, you know, the one that all parents get, like, what the fuck are you doing, and your eyebrows come together. I'm going to get that juiced up,
yeah.
And we'll see what happens, you know? You know what I'm saying? As Ashley's eyelids lifted, we were in the Walmart. And she was like, have they always had these fucking lights here? I'm like, just because your eyelid isn't drooping over your eye anymore, now you can see the lights of the Walmart.
Yeah, yep. John Stevens says that we are young, that we all are so young.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to look this John Stevens.
I'm
going
to mail him that $5, I promise.
Now, he's the one that's going to send us all pictures because we're witch doctors now.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to end up getting body parts from John Stevens.
Yeah. I'm good with that. I'll tell you what salve to put on that, honey.
Look, I'm sure that if we get a tentative date that y'all are coming, John Stevens will be out at that cabin, no doubt.
Well, he better be. I'm telling y'all, I think it's around February next year. And as much as
yeah.
we can, like, okay, I'm going to throw something out here also. This is making me look so old on this fucking show. But I'm going to tell you about Ryan. Okay, Ryan and Dennis, right?
Yeah.
They're the ones that run the 360, right?
Yep.
I was with Ryan, oh God, at the Exchange Hotel, and he was new. He was in Howard's group, and we all got to meet there, and I got to meet Ryan for the first time, and he was so green in the field, and I remember talking to him about his first speaking ever. He was going to get up and speak at the Paracon in Exchange, and this train fucking, he tried to talk and this train came and it was like the longest fucking train and he was sweating bullets. The poor thing was so nervous. He was sweating bullets and this fucking train was a half an hour behind him and he couldn't get it all out. But God, Ryan had such a good fucking energy. I've loved him from the beginning. And we watched him start off Lord, his show and stuff like that, and it's kind of crazy to watch all these people develop. You get to see a lot of people leave the field too. You'll notice the ones that are just in
yeah.
it for the good scare or just for the season, they'll leave really quickly, and they'll
yeah.
normally kick up a little drama while they're here, and then they'll get the fuck on out and leave the rest of us alone, you know?
Exactly. Yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right about that. I haven't, I have, John said he's looking forward to the Hanover Paracon. I have not been to a Paracon yet.
What? Really?
Ever.
Nope.
Paracons are the best. You get to heckle people when you got a table. That's the best part. You don't got to walk as much, and you look as crazy as you want, like a dramatic outfit, and you sit at your table and you heckle people because they'll just keep on walking through. So, yeah, it's good. Scarefest, I like that one because usually I'm drunk, and it's just a good time, and I happen to stumble across some celebrities. The guy from Supernatural,
that was the coolest moment.
He randomly came out and was talking to us about our boots, and then we took pictures of all our boots together, and then he walked off.
It was so crazy. Okay, so
I don't know his name. He was on other stuff, too.
I don't either. He was Bobby. Okay, on Supernatural, Bobby had a right-hand man, and he's been in other things. And I can't remember that guy's name, but he was another hunter. Anyway, he's been in 1,000 fucking things. And he was up there talking at Scare Festival. It was a party. I don't know. Me and Ashley were dancing. And we wear a lot of cowboy boots.
Was that the year I won the dance contest?
Yes.
Scott
Spangler was there. Me and him watched you up there on the dance contest. But anyway, the guy gets off the stage after he's talked to whatever. Me and Ashley are really in our own little fucking world just dancing. And we had our cowboy boots on. And this guy comes over and he's like, oh, my God. I love your cowboy boots, you know, kindred spirits, blah, 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 whatever. And we take pictures of just our boots, and he walks off, and Ashley's like, yeah, that's cool, dude. And I was like, well, do you know who that is? And I said, I think that guy's on TV, Ashley. And she's like, nah. We just kept dancing. Later on, we find out that, you know, that was, you know, the guy off Supernatural.
And
that was
our stuff, and he's on there now, and I'm like, he's like,
it's so weird that because when we would go to cons that were bigger and they would have people there, we really do not get starstruck at all. Like,
except
we don't.
Except for Carrie Ooh.
I did get a little because he's the fucking Princess Bride guy. But, you know, the rest of them, we don't get two shits. Like, you could be the fucking janitor or you could be a multimillionaire. We'll treat you the same, no matter what it is.
Right.
But I hate when you said celebrities. I felt like I should have quotation marks around that because I don't believe anybody in the paranormal should be a celebrity, by the way, guys. I think that we're all working towards the same cause of what's on the other side of the veil.
I'm not really sure. When they're on TV, they're considered.
Not in my world. I've met some crazies on TV.
Oh, yeah.
I about got mouth. Well, never mind. Never mind. We're going to leave that story off. That's an X-rated version, guys.
Yeah. Sure, you don't want to do the X-rated version of that?
I just said, okay, so what we're going
to
say.
Everybody's trying to have a good time. Okay? Everybody else is drunk too, and they're just trying to have a good time.
When you get approached by a fucking quotation mark celebrity or whatever, and what their line is I just got a new hip, ladies. I'd like to use it. You know that you're just like, holy shit, it's getting ready to go down. A lot of times we've been in a lot of weird situations with a lot of people, and we just keep it rolling. And Alan May, he is from Bedford Paranormal. One year he saved us from a situation we somehow got ourselves involved in. That happens a lot with us. And
I was digging around in my pants, and I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. And, you know, I'm a nice person. I'm not going to say, hey, you fucking weirdo that's, you know, a celebrity, please get your hand out of my pants. And it just happened to be that Alan just randomly
he
said,
did.
Hey, guys, you still coming to our concert?
Yeah.
I didn't even know what was happening. I was like, thank you.
Oh, God, we peeled off really quick with Alan, and we were just like, you will never know how much that we love you right now. So we know that everybody's trying to have a good time. So we try to just keep it light and keep it hustling.
I probably could have been famous by now if I would have let that producer dang in my pants a little longer.
You know what, Ashley? Or you could have been blackballed from Hollywood ever.
How's that any different now?
You could have been like
about 5 times, and then they're all like, no. It's the same. I should have just let him dug in my pants a while.
If he come back with a little nub because that shit doesn't burn his hand off,
then he can write a book about it. He could have had a movie about it.
That's
there
true.
You go. Ta-da.
Yeah. I don't know. But no, we don't hold anything. We try not to.
I love stories. Regardless. Yeah. I'm not going to deal with anybody. Yeah. And I know when people get drunk or do anything like that.
I've some crazy shit when I. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there was this one from.
Remember? Are you going to talk about
No, no strippers. But I will tell you about this one time. There is somebody on TV that my son really liked. So,
oh, that's just ruining a childhood.
It is. It is. So I went to him, and I was like, hey, man, we were hanging out a little bit, and I was like, listen, can you do a – and I felt like such a fan, and I don't consider myself that ever, but I would do anything for my son. So I was like, hey, can you do my son a little video? And he's like, yeah, sure. And then I didn't know that was cue for, all right, then you owe me something else, and I didn't realize that. And I ended up at one of these parties with this guy just, like, had his, like, he thought we were just a pair. People thought we were a pair. I'm like, I ain't with this. I don't know where this came from. Like, I just was like, I had to give him the brush off, which was kind of weird. I was like, wow, I've never had to do that before. But, yeah, So we've had a lot of stories. We've been in this too long. Too long. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh. That people are something else, though, with stuff like that.
They are. There is something about that, though. The energy of a con, you need to go to one. You need to go to a big one. You need to go to a small one. Plus, you network a lot. That does open it up for more crazy, but it also opens it up for good, like-minded people. Like, I don't think we would have ever met – well, we would have met Ryan, but, you know, we've seen him around a lot.
Did we
meet
Ryan at a con?
No, we did an investigation with him, yeah. And stuff like that, so the camaraderie. But you go to the 360 a lot, so you're going to see a lot of people there and get that camaraderie there. But it's kind of nice. Cons, I love them because, you know, you get to meet people with like-minded, you know, just things. I don't know, that camaraderie. You'll notice very quickly if people's energy are off, and those are people you probably wouldn't want to work with. And it's just a good time, I think, you know?
Yeah, I'll have to catch one because, like I said, I haven't. There's a lot of places I haven't been, and a Paracon's one of them. I just haven't been because I've always isolated and done things myself. That's my problem. I have isolated and done things by myself simply because you pick up so much stuff on people when I'm in large groups of people. Uh-huh. I pick up their energy. I pick up their pain. I pick up everything, and I'm like, I pick up their icky.
No, that is very
can't lie to me. You can say, I'm doing fine today, but your energy is saying, get away from me, bitch. You know, I know the difference.
Exactly. You'll see through those fake people really, really quickly. But the energy, if it's a good con, it's almost like it gives you a high because all the good energies and these people are just excited to see people. But if you get into a bad one, you can definitely feel that energy shift too. And there is nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Like to walk away with that icky feeling. So I would suggest that you, I don't know, I am a destination girl. So if I was going to go to a Paracon, I'd probably pick a good destination that I wanted to check out, you know? So even if the con sucks, not that I think it would, any cons out there, but if it did, then you still have a great trip and a great location, you know?
That's my plan for this next coming year because I want to branch out in ones that we haven't been to, and I'm like, well, I call her Sissy. But anyway, Sissy, pick out a state you want to go to, and I'm going to put in to try to get there because I want to go out to the west. I want to go way out west. Way out west. That's what I'm hoping to do. We've made it. God, I don't know how far, but I want to hit every state. You know, I want everybody to get a little taste of this fucked upness.
So I guess they have Paracons everywhere, all over the place then. Okay.
Well, okay.
See, that's what
I didn't realize this either. Like, I don't think of, I only think of the paranormal being in the U.S., and I know that's weird. It really is. But I only think of it here. And I guess that's just how society is. You only think of it around you. But Mike Rickersnicker, I don't even know. That's how we call him his last name. We call him that. He's doing a trip to Ireland, and it's really cool. There's still open spots on that, too. But he's doing one over there. And then I realized, like, with Ghost Hunters International and things and bringing light to places overseas, there's a lot of damn places. You can even go, I think, to, like, Dracula's fucking castle and stuff. I mean, it is open everywhere. Yes, in the U.S. and overseas, guys. Yes.
Yeah, sometimes you forget about the overseas stuff. Mm-hmm. You do. Yeah. And I've been out, let's see, I've been overseas a few times, you know, and I've had some experiences overseas. But I've never been to any type of, that was way before I even thought about paranormal stuff, even though I had paranormal experiences.
I understand that 100%. You just kind of shrug it off, you know?
Yeah, you kind of do, you know, but it's pretty cool. But yeah, that would be something on a bucket list.
God, it would. I know, like, I don't know if, because it's the plan for next year is contingent on whether enough people sign up. And me and Ashley were like, we don't know whether there'll be enough. But if so, that is like the mecca for me and Ash. Mm-hmm. To be able to go to Ireland, one is like one of the things we've always wanted to do, but it's like so many castles and stuff you get to go investigate. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I might pass out just when I get there. Just pass out, you know, from all the great. I'll just be like, oh, and then there I go. I'll faint.
Yeah, I haven't been to Ireland, but I did go, I did make some trips over to Germany. So, and I did go into a lot of castles and felt a lot of stuff there. And I was just like, not any type of paranormal investigations, just going there to tour and feeling stuff around, feeling different things. It can be creepy.
Mm-hmm.
The heaviness.
I can't imagine. So, I mean, me and Ashley are like half Irish and 25% German.
So we're fat alcoholics.
Yeah.
Fat personality.
Yeah.
Great.
That's funny because we're
but
Irish and German too. That's hilarious.
See, that's cool. And that's why I'm just like, you know what, Germany, I mean, they got some great places over there and stuff. And just, I mean, I don't know if you've done any history or research on any of those, but there's like big underground, like almost cities and stuff that Hitler was making. And I couldn't imagine, like I was looking at something that was deserted or whatever, where he was planning on, like it was underground that he had taken these, you know, I guess supplies and all this kind of stuff. And it was like footage. They took a drone through there. And I was like, that is immense. And that has got to have so much energy around it. And could you imagine? I don't know. Let me ask you a question. Well, were you out of the psychic closet then, or were you just a regular tourist back then?
Back then, I was just a regular tourist. So I wasn't out of that. I wasn't out of that closet yet. Mm-mm. But I felt
could
so
you
much
imagine?
Stuff, you know, so much
stuff. Could you imagine going back over there now with the gifts that you have?
Yeah, and I wish I could go back. I found some gypsies over there.
Oh, shit, that's nice. Man, you'll find out all over the place.
It was so funny because because me and my mom, we were in the city, and there were gypsies in the city. And, I mean, they you know, they were gypsies. And my mom's like, don't go near them. I'm like, what? She's like, you can't trust the gypsy.
That's what they say. They're like, we've had people ask us. They're like, doesn't the bad stigma of a gypsy come, you know, upset you? And I'm like, no. No, I mean, if you meet any of the three of us, me, Ashley, or Holly, you'll understand our soul really quickly. We are very straightforward, and our energies are very straightforward, too. You can tell when we're displeased or when we're happy. Most of the time, you won't find us that displeased at all. So I think that oversees the name. So like if anybody says anything online or, you know, like we've had, like I mentioned earlier, a couple times that somebody has went sideways and they talked this garbage about me. Like this girl did not know. And she called me, what did she call me?
Trash twat.
Oh God. Yes. She called me trash twat. I said, that's my street name. I'd like to be called that from now on. And I thought that was so funny. Like I am dying laughing. I'm like, that's my street name. Call me trash twat from now on. Because if I had met these people or this person in person, she would have never said that. So I was really not even offended at all. Like, I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of that we had a lot of support behind that, and I, oh my God, I appreciate everybody who supported us. But to me, I was like, lady, if I had just met you in person, this conversation would have never happened because you would understand me like that. And we lose that on Facebook and, you know, on social media. We lose that interaction with people so that they feel that they can be uglier, I think. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I agree. I agree with you on that. Yep. And I think Holly, when y'all went to the cabin, somebody had asked her what was the meaning behind y'all's name.
Uh-huh.
And she explained it, you know. And I liked how she explained it, where y'all are very, you know, blunt. You're very honest, but you're a free-spirited, and you do what you want to do pretty much. You don't care what another person is going to think. If you read your cards, you read your cards. If you do your energy work, you do your energy work. You know, I was listening to her explain it to that person, and I was just like, you know, I do so many different things because I do readings, I do cards, you know, I just,
uh-huh.
So it's kind of that free-spirited thing. I don't care what you think, you know. This is my
yep.
journey. It's nobody else's but mine. So I give a rat's
exactly.
ass. You know.
Exactly. And
you're
really,
not in my journey. I mean, you are. You'll see me posted a lot. You're not in my journey, and I'm not meaning it in a mean way, but it's my journey. It's not yours.
Exactly. And people forget that. At the end of this life, are you going to live your life for other people and what they think? Or are you going to live it for you? Because at the end, it's only going to be you. You're the one that's going to pass
right.
over the veil. You're the one.
Right.
So I agree
right.
with that 100%.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm only me.
So,
I'm only one person. I'm
right.
one of a kind. You can't duplicate
exactly.
me. Like, and that's why I like so many different, like with y'all. We all do energy work, but our energy feels different. Nobody has the same energy. So when, you know, like when I meet different people that do energy work, like different Reiki practitioners and things like
uh-huh.
that, it's just like, why are you hiding? Why are you being so secretive? Your energy doesn't match my energy. We don't have the same energy. We just don't.
Yep.
So there, I don't,
that is
I try to, I don't understand the competition with people because nobody is going to be able to duplicate my energy. They can't. Just like I can't duplicate y'all's. I know it's powerful. God, I know when we were in that room doing that seance, that was powerful to me. So
mm-hmm.
we had to stop, which was upsetting, by the way, because I was enjoying the energy. You know, I was enjoying
yep.
that energy because I don't get it often.
Mm-hmm.
Because there aren't really a lot of people around here that do energy work, and there are some people that do energy work, and I don't trust them. I don't want them to put their hands on me because they're icky.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
So it's like
I don't have those experiences.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I got to get my 11-year-old to do energy work.
Yeah,
I'll be like, come here and give me, come here. Go
yeah.
ahead. I'm sorry. I'll shut up now.
No. You keep going, honey. You're exactly right. You know,
my thing
yeah.
is the whole stigmata behind me and Misty actually have Reiki training, but that's not something that we go into. We're one away from a master's, right?
We third.
How many is it?
We're third. We're third.
Yeah. Oh, 311. You said 311.
No, we're third level.
Oh, I thought you said we're going to say it's 311 now. like the plushy stop. Anyways, we're one away from the masters or whatever. And so we do know energy work like that. But that's not something we do for the public because that's not – we know how to do it. Like I said, I always wanted to be the one-stop spiritual shop. So each one of us has multiple gifts. If anybody was like, you know what, I randomly want out of my ass, you know, like palm readings. And I wanted all of it, one of us to be able to step forward and be like, I do that. If that's something you want, you can do that from us.
so we wanted to understand the energy flow. But one thing that I realized and irritates the shit out of me is with the stigmata behind, if you're in energy work or anything like that, you're supposed to be like this, you know, whimsical, like white wearing, you know, perfect person.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to show up. I'm going to be mean as shit. I'm going to be bitter. And I'm going to be wearing black. I'm going to look like, you know, Morticia Adams, but mean. That's why I show up.
Yeah, you. I mean, you have to. You have to. Energy, with the Reiki part of it, I mean, you know, with the Reiki part and the training and the stuff like that, it's energy work. So it doesn't matter.
It's not always
me.
Plain
I mean,
and
it,
pretty. That's what I was saying.
Explain that. It doesn't matter. It's energy work is energy work. When I do Reiki, I go, you know, like some practitioners would not agree with the way I do things because I don't hold my hands in a position for 3 to 4 minutes on one thing. I don't. But I go where I'm guided to go. If I feel something that somewhere that I need to go, I'm just going to go there. I'm not going to stand there and hold a position. And I mean, I'm just not going to do it because I'm just
right.
guided. And I, you know, sometimes I'll wear white, but that is what is resonating with me at the time. But for the most part, I wear grounding, very grounding colors because I don't know what I'm dealing with when a person walks through my door until I get them in front of me and then I feel that energy and they're like, thank God I wore this black today, you know.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, some energy work somebody's put, you know, it's some energy work can be dark and nasty. It's the person's intent to me with what they're doing. But I don't wear the white turban on my head. I don't wear the white shirts and all the pure white clothes. I just don't. I wear at that time what is resonated with me. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that come forward to see it as a money making scheme. So they put on this fake persona to where they're this perfect being that is love and light and everything like that. And they're like, you know, off in some temple they've made themselves. And, you know, in real life, they're a hot mess just like everybody else. I like to bring my hot mess forward. Be like, I am relatable
and I'm real.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you that I go through life struggles.
They're raking in that money, though, too. And it's like,
I know.
Yeah.
They're raking in that money,
thing.
I'm telling you. And the sad part is people are paying them big bucks. Like, people get on to me because my Reiki sessions are not as expensive as some people's. And people get on to me. They're like, my Reiki session's $170-some. Why is yours so cheap? You know, you're not, what are they, you're ripping off our energy. Or, you know how you, you're not given what you're worth, but I am. With the area that I'm in, girl, I'm in a small town of 456 people. Okay, they ain't going to be paying no $175 for no damn Reiki.
Nope.
They're just not. It doesn't mean that what I do is any less, but they're just not going to do that. I'm sorry.
That's true. That's your demographic, you know?
And then
you know,
when you go to those people who have, like, that big persona and they're like, and then you go around back and they're like, you know, just like anybody else, it's kind of they're putting on that show, but then you notice that they always give you issues that you have to work on to buy more of their products. But it's really like going to a perfectly clean mechanic. And you're like, well, where's the grease on you to learn how to do that? So they're going to always give you 500 things wrong with your car for you to come back for more money. So that's
I don't do that. I don't do that. I tell people, I just tell people I can't make you come back to me because I can't.
Right.
You know, that's what I tell people. If they like it, they're going to come back. If they don't, then they don't. I mean, you know, Reiki and that energy work is not for everybody. If they don't like it, then they don't like it. You know, I let people record my sessions, too. I don't have a problem with that. I ain't worried about somebody stealing my fucking technique because it's my energy. And you
can't take that, bitches. That's true.
I mean, you know, that's
that
how I feel. Yeah.
When we
you know, because
so when we were going,
I've had other people. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay, honey. Keep going.
No, I'm just saying I've had people that, you know, will say, why did you allow them to record that? And I'm like, I have nothing to hide. If you want to record my reading I give to you, go fine. I don't have anything to hide. I don't care. You know, all I know is that, like, if I do a reading and spirit steps out and I don't give that person the message, I ain't listening to muffled music all night, so record away. You know what I mean? I'm in a whole different mindset anyway, so I don't care. That's what I try to explain to people. I have nothing to hide. I am, it's me. If you don't like me, then I don't care.
Exactly. No, that's one of the things.
Take
that some people were. Yeah, exactly. And there was some, like, with me in readings, I do the same thing. You're more than welcome to record me. I think and I have actually told people, if you go to a psychic and she won't let you either write down what is being said or either, you know, record it, then why? What is she not standing behind? Because if you're sitting there in front of me, if I give you a reading online, right, I don't do mine live. They have to, if they come and they get a reading from me, some of my clients that I have, they understand you're going to get a picture of that reading, okay, and then you're going to get a thousand fucking videos. For some reason, I can only send 2 minutes at a time, so they get like 1,000 of them. There's no interaction. I'm just giving you what I got. And then if you want to talk to me about it afterwards, but that's how I zone in online. If we're sitting face to face, you're more than welcome to have a recorder. You're more than welcome to video. I don't give two shits what you do because this is, like you said, the messages are going across. Also with Reiki, mm-hmm. I'll point this out, or intuitive healing, whatever, because me and Ashley have taken this. One of the things is one of the classes was you would, and because of us traveling with Holly and stuff and things. But one of the classes is that everybody gets to go around and give each other healing, right? When mm-hmm. that happens, you will learn very quickly. Like you said, that's your energy. You will learn everybody's energy very quickly. The lady who was doing us, she actually had a very cooling. It was like almost like a little brook, mm-hmm. like a little creek, like that very cooling, smooth feeling when she went around you.
Yeah.
Very nice, but it was cool. It was a colder temperature, and you could feel it when, let's say, Holly does it, because she's intuitive-led, even though Reiki is energy. She didn't go to classes. She just was intuitively. Hers is warm, okay?
Yeah.
Me, when I do it, it's
like abuse.
It is like abuse, and I apologize for anybody. I don't do it. That's why I am through and through a reader. So as y'all are healers, you pull down that divine energy, right, through you. It courses through you. You pull it off of them. You drop it back down, right, and you give it back to Mother Earth. This is the cycle, right? So you're able to spot those places, pull that bad out, push it back down, all these kind of things. When I do it, I got very sick. I would literally get sick, and I couldn't, because what happens is I'm channeling that in, and I'm digging the fuck out of y'all. Like, whenever I put my hands over somebody, they'd be like, God damn, like, this is painful, because I would be digging.
Like the exorcist.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Everybody's stuff. Yeah, it's all different. You know, we got about 1 minute. We got about 1 minute and 48 seconds left because my ass sure as hell didn't keep track of our time. I was having so much fun.
I know. Oh, my God, girl. Yes. Oh, my goodness. This is a good conversation. Shit, we were just shooting the shit.
I know. Listen, y'all are going to have to get up on your – gosh, y'all got such busy schedules. I've got to bring y'all back on my show. Like, we have to get into this discussion.
Yes, honey. Anytime you want us, we'll show up for you, honey. Anytime you need us.
I appreciate it. I will look at my calendar and I'll see, because I would like to do a part two of this discussion. It's fascinating to me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
I feel so bad because what I'll have to do. Look, I'll have to make sure that Ryan and Angie Parker don't come on my show afterwards, because, you know, the freaks used to come on after me, and then I'll have to make it like a 2-hour show instead of a 90-minute show. Damn it.
Man, I love those guys.
I got like 40 seconds before the Blog Talk lady kicks me off. But I appreciate y'all taking time out of your busy schedule to come out and see me, because you're going to kick me off in about 20 seconds.
Thank you for having us.
Damn
it. We love you, Bunton.
No. I appreciate it. And listen, I'll look at my calendar and I'll let you know what Tuesday. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it is.
All right.
We would love to come talk to you.
I got 10 seconds. I appreciate y'all coming on, and I will get up with you. Thank you so much.
Love you bunches, honey. Talk to you soon.
Love you too. All righty. Thank you.